Fourth quarter about to begin here at Foreman Field. Warsaw 34, Goshen nothing. We're trying to get a hold of the Warsaw coaches who are right next door. Find out who 21 is. We think that they told us that that's Dalen Fitzpatrick. Warsaw on 4th and 7 from the 21-yard line is going to try a field goal.
All right.
This will be the first field goal attempt of the season for the Tigers. Conley is out on the field for what would be a 38-yard field goal try. I would say the edge of his range is 40. So this is doable, and with the wind at his back, it's very doable. But again, snap and the spot are important to the process. Ready to go. Good snap, spot is down, kick is away, it's on the way, and it is good! It's good! Conley kicks it through. It's 37-0 on a 38-yard field goal by the freshman, John Conley.
That's big for him.
It is. Let's take a quick break, a 30-second break, and we'll come back with more of the fourth on News Now Warsaw. Well, what we knew when we got in the car to come home from Fort Wayne after week one, we knew that that process would get better, and we knew that Conley was not going to kick the ball into the lineman every week.
No.
And he has made a couple extra points tonight, and he just kicked a 38-yard field goal to put the Tigers ahead 37-0 and put us into the mercy rule situation. A high, deep kick, and that's going to be a touchback. How about that? So Warsaw's found their kicking game here tonight, Andy, and I realize that's not of the highest priority, but that's something they really had to fix, and they've gone a long way towards that.
Absolutely, and that's something that I'm sure they're still going to – it's a work in progress. It's week three, but, man, from what we saw in week one till now, 2 weeks later, that's a big improvement.
So the clock is running, and it will continue to run. This will skew the time of possession. But at this point, Warsaw doesn't really care.
No.
Leading by 37. Right now, the goal is to get everybody off the field healthy. Put this W in the left-hand column. Starter still out there for Goshen. Subs out there for Warsaw. Diaz, play action fake, throws it out near side. It's caught by Elliott, and he'll be dragged down at the 27-yard line. Bradford on the tackle for the Tigers after the 7-yard pitch and catch. And again, the Red Hawks want to run to the line of scrimmage, and they want to run plays quickly.
Yeah.
They just haven't had a lot of chance to do that. Their last drive before the half was their best drive of the game so far. From the 27, Diaz takes a head-high snap, throwing it left. And again, it's Elliott. No, check that. It's Rapp, and Rapp is stopped about a yard past the line of scrimmage. Goes down at the 28-yard line. Rapp, number 11, on the catch for Goshen. Third down and 2 coming up for the Hawks. Again, they run right to the line of scrimmage, trying to catch the Tigers off guard. Diaz takes the snap, throws it quick side. Caught by Elliott, turns up field, and he will be hit behind the line of scrimmage. The ball came out. The ball came out, and the Tigers have recovered. The Tigers have recovered. Kendrick Stuckey with the recovery for Warsaw. Goshen with their first turnover of the game. And Warsaw's got the ball with 9:45 left to play.
And there were about 3 Tiger defenders there that came up and just put their hats on the ball. I'm not sure which one actually caused the fumble. But Stuckey, great job on recovering. And Warsaw have it 1st and 10 on the Goshen 27-yard line. Great instincts to just get that ball out and pick it up.
That was a helmet,
yeah.
Right? Where you have a stoppage.
Just couldn't tell whose helmet.
Warsaw is going to take timeout. We're going to keep it here. 37-0 Warsaw. Timeouts, injuries, scoring plays are the only things that are supposed to be able to stop the clock at this point. Wallace will be at Fisher Field next Friday. Steve is getting scores. He will have final scores from all the conference games before we sign off, unless that Mishawaka-Concord game turns out to be
right.
A 50-49 game and they keep playing into the night. And it was headed that way. It was 24-21 just before halftime. Mishawaka leads 31-21 with about 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And he's got all kinds
check
of...
The
he's so he's young. He's got all these toys on his phone. He can just look stuff up.
Well, that might be an old score, though.
That's still second quarter. Yeah. We know that that's not true. Warsaw on the field. First down and 10 from the Goshen 27-yard line. Cohen McCray, the still the quarterback. Option play, keeps it. Turns up field and gets a couple of yards to the 25. You have Stuckey, the fumble recoverer, in the game as a fullback. Now he checks out. Nathan Trusty is into the game on offense with 8:50 to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, play of the game, drive the game, all that coming up.
That's going to be tough for me to pick.
Yep, it is. But that's why you make the big bucks,
right,
Andy. From the 25. Option play, O'McCray kept it, and then he threw it forward, and it's going to be scooped up by Goshen. Now, that should have been a forward pass. It should have been incomplete. I don't think it's going to be called that way. It's going to be ruled a fumble. McCray with a bad pitch as he was going down. Recovered by Goshen with 8:15 left to go, and the Redhawks have the ball at their 39-yard line.
And I know the refs are on the field. They've got the perfect vantage point, but that seemed like that was a forward pass.
That was clearly a forward pass.
Which would have been, should be ruled incomplete, but.
Correct.
Is what it is.
Second turnover for the Tigers in the game. Redhawks ball at the 39. Again, the running clock in effect. 7:48 left to play. Diaz back to throw. Quick throw near side. It's caught. Caught inbounds by Colton Rapp, and he's pushed out of bounds into the Goshen bench at the Redhawk 46. After a gain of 7 yards and a first down pitch and catch. Diaz hurries his team to the line of scrimmage. And Carter will clap his hands and take the snap. Quick throw near side. Again, it's Rapp. Cuts the middle of the field. Oh, and then gets hit hard. It's across the 50-yard line. He gets to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 5 yards. That's a first down for Goshen with 7:10 to go.
Pretty sour with the big hit there. Took him right down.
Tell you, he's as physical as there is a football player on this football team. Diaz, quick throw to the far side, caught by Clevenger. He turns up field with a blocker in front. He's got another first down for Goshen. Inside the 40, down to the 36. That's a gain of 12 yards and a first down for the Redhawks. Stopped on the play by Enrique Silva. Diaz takes a snap, quick throw, caught by Elliott, spins away, falls down right at the point at which he caught the ball, which is at the 34-yard line. Sauer again got one hand on him. That was enough to knock him off balance. Ends up being a gain of 2 on the pass play.
And you know this Tiger defense wants to preserve the shutout.
Yes. Well, they're being encouraged from the sidelines to preserve the shutout.
Yeah.
You can bet that. Diaz back to throw, pressure coming. He's going to be hit, and down he goes. Back at the 40-yard line. A sack made, and it's Zach Reniker.
All right.
On defense. And Andy will claim him as a
Tiger baseball player. Absolutely.
Backup catcher. Warsaw with their fourth sack of the game. Diaz back to throw, being chased out of the pocket, looking down the field, fires it down the field, got a man open. Again, it's Elliott, makes a man miss at the 25. He goes down to the 20. That's a gain of 20 and another first down for the Redhawks. 5:29 left to go, Warsaw 37, Goshen nothing. Diaz takes the snap. Quick throw again near side. Caught by Rapp. He gets away from one man. Gets away from two. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Down to the goal line. And touchdown, I think. I haven't seen a signal yet. The official on the near side gave a thumbs up as if to say, well, he didn't go out of bounds. So it's a touchdown with 5 minutes to play in the game. And Goshen is finally on the board.
Seemed like he stepped out, but oh well.
So that ends up being, how long was that pass, Scott? Extra point now for Macias Lopez. Steve, we are going to take a 30-second break after this extra point. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. Goshen scores. And with 4:19 left, they stop the clock. 37-7, Warsaw. We're back after this 30-second timeout on News Now Warsaw. 20-yard pass play for Diaz to wrap. And the Red Hawks are on the board. 37-7 with the extra point kick taken by Marco Macias Lopez.
And I know the Tiger defense would have loved to preserve the shutout, but getting these reps is way more important than putting a goose egg on the scoreboard.
Correct. You are correct.
And let's just call a spade if the first stringers were out there, they would not have scored. But getting reps for these guys is way more important.
That's a 61-yard drive for the Red Hawks. Get them into the end zone. And a bouncing ball down the field, and Grady Nelson in there on the Haynes team will fall on it at the Tiger 25-yard line. Perhaps the last drive possession of the football game. The clock running now under 4 minutes to go. Warsaw in the lead, 37-7.
Yeah, there's probably, since it's a running clock, probably only time for, you know, maybe 6-7 plays. Just keep those chains moving and just get out here. And like you said, health is more the most important thing right now.
And in at quarterback, Warsaw's fourth quarterback, Brady Sauer. Sauer under center. Hands off up the middle. A pile of white and red jerseys mashed together. Goshen came out of there with the ball. The referee says, no. That is Stuckey on the carry, 23.
Football player's been known to not be partial.
No. or honest.
Right.
Kendrick Stuckey on the carry. 3 minutes to go. Final scoring, drive the game. Final stats, play the game, all coming up in the postgame show. Sauer hands off up the middle to Bradford. And Bradford will get back to the line of scrimmage. Third down and 8 coming up for the Tigers. What you don't want to do is give the ball up here. You just want to run, get a first down here, run this clock out.
That's what I was saying. Just run those handful of plays, and let's get out of here. But easier said than done.
Very much so. Sauer. Again, the roster lists him at 5'8", 180. The 180 part is pretty close. The 5'8 part I would dispute. And Sauer's going to keep it, and he's going to get thrown for a loss. Back at the 27-yard line, a loss of 1. So, Sauer stopped back at the 27-yard line. Fourth down coming up for Warsaw, and they'll go for it with 1:40 left. Well, we'll see you next week at home. W game, be there or be square. Time to show up your big numbers, Tiger fans.
That's right.
And Warsaw is running out of play clock. Are they going to take timeout?
I think so.
Yeah, they did. 1:17 left to play in the game. Warsaw 37, Goshen 7. Tiger talk tomorrow, 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. 1:45, Cubs and Nationals. Cubs won today 11-5. They have 4 home runs. Ian Happ with a weird day. 3 walks and a home run.
Okay, 1 for 1.
And then Sunday, Colts and Miami from Lucas Oil Stadium pregame at noon. What are your thoughts on the Colts? They're adults. I'm a lot more likely to predict what they're going to do.
Yeah. The quarterback choice was an interesting one.
Yes.
I know that's...
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
I think the tank is in.
Oof.
And I think they want to finish as high in the first round with the draft pick, and they're going to draft a quarterback.
That's a big theory.
Sauer on fourth down. Takes the snap, rolls right, going to throw a pass. Got a man open down the field, and it's a first down. Outside the 45-yard line, Ethan Schroff makes the catch for Warsaw. Out to the 47-yard line with 50 seconds to go. And Warsaw only has to snap it one more time.
Looks like they've been doing that all year. Roll out to the right, threw a dart.
Yeah. 83 on the catch. And Warsaw goes to the victory formation. And Brady takes a knee. And that should do it. Warsaw 37, Goshen 7. The two teams begin to congregate in the middle of the field. Warsaw goes to 2-1. Goshen falls to 1-2. Postgame coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw.